Governor Andrew Cuomo had been considered one of the heroes of the COVID-19 pandemic for his steady and focused daily briefings when national leadership was lacking. But a scandal over the suppression of the number of COVID-19-related nursing home deaths in New York now dominates his briefings. Karen DeWitt reports a new poll finds most New Yorkers think the governor did something wrong.
Cuomo said he should have been more forthcoming with the tally of 15,000 New Yorkers in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities who died of the virus so far. The controversy is now under federal investigation by the U.S. Attorney of Eastern New York. A Marist College poll finds the issue is resonating with the public. 60% of New Yorkers surveyed believe that Cuomo did something wrong in his handling of nursing homes. Of that group, 41% say he likely did something unethical, and 19% say the governor might have even done something illegal. Marist Director of Polling Lee Meringhoff says Cuomo's job approval ratings, which were high in the summer and fall of 2020, have now dropped back to pre-pandemic levels.
This is a damaging story.
Meringhoff says the best advice for an elected official who becomes caught up in a scandal is to be as transparent with the public as possible to avoid a daily trickle of damaging information. He says, unfortunately, though, for Cuomo, that time has passed.
What's happening now is he's experiencing a little bit of a pile on.
The attacks are coming not just from Republicans who have called for his impeachment. Democratic state lawmakers plan to curb the governor's sweeping emergency powers granted to him by the legislature earlier in the pandemic. Cuomo has said he wants to seek a fourth term as governor. The Marist poll finds just over one-third of voters say he deserves that chance. Meringhoff says it's a long time until the next elections in 2022, and he says other politicians have overcome scandals in the past by keeping their noses to the grindstone and focusing on what's important. And right now, he says, that's guiding the state out of the long pandemic and taking steps to revive the economy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.